remember 2016, of course, like it was yesterday. I do. And all the newspapers at this point in the conversation, you know, Hillary Clinton's 90% lock, 95% lock. Hillary Clinton's going to win Georgia. She might challenge in Texas. All of these things going on. You're seeing the same headlines now, of course. The same headlines now that Joe Biden, I mean, this thing's, there's probably not even any reason to go vote. This race is over. Except that I go back to the IBD tip poll, which is updated daily now. It's running between 2.3 and 2.5%, the lead that Joe Biden is maintaining nationally over Donald Trump. And remember, Hillary Clinton was supposed to win Florida. She was supposed to win North Carolina, Pennsylvania. Michigan and Wisconsin weren't even a concern. They weren't even a concern. And, you know, in fact, in Wisconsin, the RCP average of polls never showed a single poll with Donald Trump leading, and yet he won that state. Not a single poll in Wisconsin showed Donald Trump winning. One poll in all of 2016, the day before the election, from Trafalgar Group showed Donald Trump with a one-point lead. Let's go back to Florida, 2018. Ron Gillum was supposed to run away with it from Congressman Ron DeSantis. The aggregate of polling, the average from Real Clear Politics, showed Gillum with a 3.6% lead. Ron DeSantis had no shot whatsoever, except Trafalgar Group came in there and said, no, he's up by one. And he won by about half a point. Meaning the Real Clear Politics average was off by better than 4 points. Bad polling, one after another after another. It's not just one poll, it's a whole pile of polls that are bad, trying to convince you of something that isn't true. Rick Scott had no chance of becoming a U.S. Senator from Florida because Nelson was ahead. That, again, according to the Real Clear Politics average. And yet somehow Rick Scott, and Trafalgar called that one as well, is now the seated U.S. Senator from the state of Florida. You see, these polls are bad. And when you see brand new polling from, I think a brand new poll from Fox says that Joe Biden's up by 12. Now, why would you even publish that? I mean, honestly, in order to believe that, you would have to believe that Joe Biden is going to somehow out-deliver by double what Barack Obama did historically in 2008 when he won by 7.25%. That was the lead in the popular vote, 7.25% for Barack Obama in 2008. Of course, it was less than 12. And Hillary Clinton was a shade less than 16. But you really believe that Joe Biden is going to out-deliver Barack Obama? I find that awfully hard to believe. Awfully hard to believe. But that's why I share this with you. Because I hear people say, well, yeah, gosh, I've seen all these. Polls are meaningless. Absolutely meaningless in all of these cases. President Trump's campaign was rumored to be leaving states like Michigan. That's the same thing we heard in 2016. Yeah, they're giving up on Michigan. They're giving up on Pennsylvania. You know, they're trying to find a narrow way to. In fact, if you looked at all the Electoral College maps from all these people, Donald Trump had no. There was no path to 270. There just was no path for him to ever get elected. There was no path whatsoever. 306, which is what he actually ended up with, was inconceivable. I want to go to bite number four. In fact, because Donald Trump and Republicans are going into the heart of deep, dark blue Detroit now. I want you to see this. If they're giving up on Michigan, why did they do this just a couple of days ago? It's bite number four. Go.
Getting those voters who sat out 4 years ago to show up this time. And a sign the Trump campaign knows this, it has an office right down the road from the Democrats, specifically targeting black voters in Detroit.
How unusual is that to see, forget Trump, but a Republican presidential campaign to open an office in West Side of Detroit?
I've never seen it ever before.
But what does it tell you?
the importance of not only Michigan, but Detroit and the black vote, because the parties, both parties need us. Really? Joe Biden is not really the most exciting person. And I think, unfortunately,
he's not. Joe Biden is not the most exciting person. Wow. And so they've never, ever seen a Republican presidential candidate set up shop in Detroit. Seems unusual, but there it is. Why? Because endorsements from folks like 50 Cent, the rap star, endorsing Donald Trump because he says, I don't want to be 20 Cent under the Joe Biden tax plan. I think that it's hilarious. One more bite. Let's talk about enthusiasm. I've been telling you clearly that Trump has more passion for re-election, more enthusiasm. The same thing CBS is finding as they travel the country. Bite 5 from CBS News. Bite 5, go.
Pollsters have found that 2/3 of President Trump's supporters say they strongly back their candidate, compared to just 46% of Joe Biden's supporters, who tend to be driven by opposition to the president. To learn what's behind those feelings among Trump supporters, we talked to members of the crowd at Mr. Trump's rally last night here in Erie.
If Donald Trump does in fact get 4 more years, it'll be on the strength of voters like these.
Trump's a real patriot, so am I. So if you don't like patriotism, you won't like me.
He's a man that wants to do it all for America, the best he can.
A silent majority, as the president calls them.
He's done a lot for the military, for international affairs, all the things that they say he's not good at, he seems to be pretty darn good at.
Yeah, all the things he say he's not good at, well, he's pretty darn good at. Of course, they took international relations off the debate schedule for tonight. We'll see if the president can sneak that in. I mean, he's only gotten, what, 4 Nobel Peace Prize nominations so far this cycle? Just 4. Nothing serious. 52 after now. It's the Steve Gruber Show. You're in the No Panic Zone. Sports after the break.
At the Michigan Chamber, we want you to know that we are working for you.
We know the importance of staying healthy, keeping your family safe, and adhering to the governor's executive order.
But we also know the importance of keeping the economy going.
If your business is open, we want to support you any way we can.
We're going to continue working with the governor and working with the legislature to find solutions to your problems.
When it's time to get back to work.
When it's time to get back to work.
Together, we're going to bring this economy back.
The pandemic has made it clear, if you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.